right, Confessions at 7, Confessions AT 7 at wild941.com. Let's just say somebody got grounded.
Oh.
All right. Where's my thing at? I'm trying to find it. I thought I printed it up.
Oh, the grounded lady?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. All right. Dear Freak Show. It's a no name here. Dear Freak Show, my wife is fighting back against my revoking her driving privileges. She has gotten into two accidents, which were her fault, in the last 45 days. Usage of her cell phone and no hands-free was the problem. She also backed out into our neighbor's car parked across the street from our house, and that was in April, damaging both vehicles, and I've told her that her privileges are now revoked just so we can get her back focused on driving and not driving and entertaining herself with all kinds of distractions. Of course, the argument has gone into, I'm not a child, you can't tell me what to do, yada, yada, yada. Let me just give you the math. $3,200 damage, $1,800 damage, $1,100 worth of damage since April alone. No need to include New Year's Day, but I think the point is clear. Yeah, New Year's Day, apparently she got lit too. All right, so no need to include New Year's Day, but I think the point is clear. I said no driving. She must depend on me or her sister, and our knockdown, drag-out argument happens when I see her post that she is at her sister's helping her with her hair, and I noticed that she drove over. Her response is, you can't ground me, I'm grown. I can't get it through her head that she's gone from my love to my lovely liability. Why is it so hard? Never about the facts, just the emotional response to the facts, and it really gets on my nerves because we're digging a hole for ourselves. I don't like it, but now, what's wrong with her being... I didn't like it, but now, sure. What's wrong with her being grounded? If you're messing up, we need to check yourself. And now, if you feel like it's a kid, then feel like that. But the person who makes the rules is probably the person who's not damaging all of our credit and all of our insurance status. So what do you think? I think you should never ground your wife. I do think you should discuss liabilities with your wife and show her the insurance.
Yeah, and she's not going to really care about that because she would also have cared about the $3,200, the $1,800. I support this fully because driving is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege that you are taking advantage of. If you listen to what she did. She got in one accident because she was on her phone.
Right.
She got in the other accident. She hit a parked car.
Yeah.
She backed into someone's driveway.
She backed into somebody's driveway. Right. You have showed that you are not responsible enough to be driving like
but
that.
If it's your partner.
Even better.
If it's your partner, like your peer, and you're trying to check them up, how do you check up your peer? That's the one thing. Like, how do you check up the partner of yours?
Like he's
doing? If they're not paying attention. Because if they're not, like, you know.
She's being stubborn about
it. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not getting
it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've not accident. Well, yeah. I've had different interactions where I'm, like, trying to. It's hard to put somebody up on game when they don't want it.
Can't you make her pay for the damages?
But I don't even think that's the point.
I think if it's coming out of the family unit, it's coming out of the family unit.
But also, you got to think about her safety. If she's showing that she is that irresponsible on the road, she's putting herself, the family, and everybody else on the road at risk. I think you got to take those driving rights immediately.
How are you going to take the rights?
Expedentially.
Maybe get her an Uber gift card or something. But right now, she is grounded. She has lost her privileges. Not forever. You can work on getting them back, but as of right now.
And who gets to give them back?
Daddy.
Ah! All right, this is crazy because y'all got more responses. I really wish we could, like, check and see if these are women or men who are writing these things, but let's see. Out of the 813, punishment is a good thing for kids, right? Adult or not, you're not better than a child. If you act like a kid, you get treated like a kid. I wouldn't use the word ground her, but her ass shouldn't be driving when she is racking them bills up like that. Be financially aware of your actions. Hearing that hurt my wallet, and I ain't even attracted to it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not even attached to it. That's insane.
We had another message from the 941. His priority is the money, not her safety, because he didn't mention it. Make her have separate insurance and make her pay for it if that's the priority.
Well, I mean, but wait a minute, though. He's trying to teach her, but he's showing her the financial part of it. Because if she ain't respecting that, she damn sure ain't gonna respect, hey, baby, you could hurt yourself.
Right? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure it didn't start with the finances.
This is a really big deal, too, man, because I remember my girlfriend and I went through a similar situation where we driving issues, and it was almost a deal breaker for us. So I think this is something that needs to be remedied ASAP.
But see, you know what? I told everybody before, Davi, you got that whisperer thing going on. I've watched you say stuff, and then she takes it, and she's like, yo, that's a good – and I was like, yo, if I ain't got a partnership like that, I don't want it. Because, like, I've seen him talk her like, hey, she's like, we need to – he's like, nah. She's like, all right. and you know what? I'm like, whoa. So I remember when they were having, like, the thing, and he's like, yo, man, listen, we got to check this up because we a team, baby. Bow, bow, bow. And she's like, okay. I'm like, where is this woman from? Because if I go home and say it's Tuesday, like, it really is Wednesday light. It's not Tuesday. It'll be that argument. Yeah. And the more I double down, the more she doubled down. They got something going.
You got that one Latina, because most of us don't roll like that.
That changed my whole idea. I was like, I thought all the Latinos was ready to fight.
I think she realized it was in her best interest.
Yeah. Hey, so all right, listen, we got lines here. 888-429-0941. Kia?
Yes.
Hey, boo, what are you thinking about this? He tried to ground his wife. Is that okay?
I think that is absolutely okay, because she is showing that she is irresponsible, by really irresponsible. So just imagine if that parked car just so happened to have a child in it.
Yes. Or if you're not paying attention across the street, and now you got a kid out there on their bike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to take until you hurting somebody or killing somebody to be like, oh, damn, I really messed up. I got to tighten up.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, she's not going to stop until one of those two things happen. So he got to do what he got to do.
Wow. I just can't imagine telling another grown person, listen here, give me your keys.
Yeah.
Look, my wife hates when I tell her what to do, but I have to tell her, look, if I have to talk to you like a child for you to understand where I'm coming from, you got to take it.
Damn, boy, y'all, everybody got these great conversations. I don't know where y'all found these people.
You're not receptive as an adult, but you're receptive as a child. So I have to take it down to that child level with you so you can understand where I'm coming from as an adult, because I have to baby it down.
Okay. I got you. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Vincent, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Freak Show. Oh, yeah. Hey, Orlando, I just had this happen to a friend of mine up in Connecticut about a week ago. His partner took his keys from him because this dude, this is fourth wreck, okay? And he was in a grocery store parking lot and just back into someone else's car. And another person was in the car, sitting in the car, waiting on someone else to come out. And he just took off. But this person got out and snapped a picture of his license plate. And now he's going to court for it.
Oh, snap. So that's a hit and run. That's even worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he's an irresponsible driver. He's always been his way. And now I think the state's going to take his license from him now.
Yeah, see, and you don't want to get to that point. So if you're looking at your partner, you're like, yo, like, we got to do better because you about to take us down financially. And even worse, if you mess around and hurt somebody, then you're going to be in jail. So, like, it's almost like you taking keys from somebody who's drunk.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Like that.
So he needs to take us back to the driver's ed classes, man.
For real. Maybe make her take another class and show her, because, like, the classes show you. That's a good point, Vincent. I appreciate it.
And I feel like it's one thing if it was an accident where you're like, okay, maybe it was this person's fault, maybe it's this person's fault, but you're running into parked cars.
Right.
Like, come on. That's really egregious.
Yeah.
Tighten up.
I mean, but, you know, maybe it's how you present it, though. Like, if you, like, your driving privileges have been revoked, that sounds like parental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you said it better, maybe, if you said, listen, you got to concentrate on driving. Let me show you what the other side looked like. Maybe go to one of them classes where they show you the videos and they show you people dead and all this stuff and, like, shock you into it. Like they do it when you're having a baby. They show you all them baby videos and they show you what could happen, you know? And some people take it and some people look at it like, I would never get somebody pregnant. But it's the lesson is there.
Yeah.
We got a text out to 813. It says she needs to pick either her phone or the car because she obviously can't have both. She can't pay attention. If she disagrees, then you increase her insurance policy, make her pay for the damages and her own insurance from a married couple.
I've seen before, and I don't know if this is just certain.
It's your own insurance.
that's what I was saying. I think she should be paying for those damages. But I have seen before, and I don't know if you have to get a specific car or it's something that you can install to any car, but a way that you can, that car can only go up to a certain mile per hour. It can't go over 60.
Oh, like a limiter or something.
Yeah.
On that.
Can they put a limiter on her car?
I mean, I know they could do it if you drink and stuff like that, like to start it. But maybe you could put a cap on there, because I know maybe some people who are new drivers, their parents put some sort of thing on there for it.
Yeah, but again, she's hitting parked cars.
Right. Yeah.
yeah
she ain't getting up no good speed.
Yeah. She was going two.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.